Yeah, that's, you know, guys, again, mine was just an editorial comment. The issue before people is still the same, you know.
Okay.
You don't have to debate my point, you know.
Yeah, we're just on number one, right?
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
We're on number one, exactly.
Let me be clear.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I would like to move to amend number one to reduce from 25 to 19. That way we don't lose many people, we don't lose as much diversity. But I do believe that a board of 25 is a wildy thing, and I think 19 would serve our purposes. So I move that we strike 13 and put in 19.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Ted, you have a point of order?
Yeah, and that is, it seems to me that what we're about to get into is an area of Roberts that is called filling blanks, and that's where you put forth a whole series of numbers, and once one, you start at the highest, and once one gets a majority, then you're done with it. But you have at least all those options, and I'm hoping the chair is familiar with filling blanks or will take my word for the fact that this is how you can put all of these forward without having to vote them one up, one down, one up, one down, and so on.
Well, I'd still move that we amend to 13 to 19 and hopefully can take a vote.
So
I'm filling the blank. I'm filling the blank. I don't have to worry about the blanks. I'm filling the blank with a specific number in the spirit of what Kathy was talking about. But I'm doing it with the local station board.
Can somebody remind me, I've lost my place, how did we vote on the proposal to move, or did we vote on the question of whether or not to vote on these today? Did we ever vote on that?
No, that Richard had requested it. He did not want to call the question.
All right, well then let's call.
Yes, so I think that's still the motion on the floor.
That is
so,
still the motion on the floor.
Yeah, so the motion right now is out of, you know, I think it's out of order, unless it's, yeah, because it didn't remain, it's
right.
Not germane to my original motion.
You're right. No, you're right. I don't want, let's see if we're going to actually vote on these tonight or not. You're correct, Mr. Chair, and I apologize.
So does anybody else want to speak to, I guess, to my motion?
Whether we vote tonight?
Yes.
I would. The more we talk about it, I mean, this notion of filling the blanks kind of sends it home that we do that. That again, you know, we may be having, you know, I look forward to more discussions about it, because it really does seem that we're not clear on our representation. We're throwing out numbers 19, 25, 13, but what's the basis? I haven't heard anybody give any best practices or any kind of research or any kind of, you know, plan for representation. So it still becomes random, and it still becomes about slates. It's just smaller and more concentrated. But so I don't know. I think I think we need more time to think about it and get more solid foundation. I don't understand what the rush is, frankly.
Is that Andrea? Who is this?
Okay, thank you. Is there somebody else with the stat?
Yeah, it's Sean.
Sean.
Yeah, I'm going to vote to waylay this because I share a lot of Andrea's concerns, and I don't want to rush this, and I appreciate what Richard says, but Richard, we do need to go talk to our LSB since we're talking about cutting their numbers, and also if we vote tonight to put this up, put off an actual vote for a month, we might be able to move on to a discussion of 2, 3, and 4 before the end of the night since we're not going to all be caught up in votes. Thank you.
Anybody else with a stat?
May I ask a question, Renee Bowser?
Yes, Renee.
Will you all just make sure that you don't take a vote on your motion? I just need to, I'm at my office, but I need to run to the restroom.
So, you're about to move to a vote.
That's what I'm saying. Hold off for a minute.
Actually,
then in a minute, we're going to send you a certificate.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, Kathy.
You know, I'm on the air tonight. I have to leave in 10 minutes.
Okay. Well, what Renee raised is actually probably the first time I've heard a legitimate point of privilege used legitimately. So, in terms of Robert's, what it means in Robert's rules. So if, I think we can, let's do this. Well, I don't know if we can move to a discussion of the next item before disposing of this one, or just wait. Can we allow Renee to tell us how she's going to vote and then go?
A minute and a half before it's over.
Renee, are you still on the line?
Yeah, because, you know, Mr. Chair, I appreciate that, you know, we've all got biological needs and everything, but I don't think it's appropriate to hold up a vote.
It's actually, I believe, well, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe under Robert's rules it is. I mean, that's what a point of personal privilege is. If Renee's not no longer the call, then it probably is going to be moot, but I'm trying to find out who she is.
No, she's not. And
okay. Then let's move to a vote, unless somebody else has...
Because
what are we voting on, Chair?
Whether or not to essentially to postpone this item until the next meeting.
Please
voting
make,
on it.
Make the statement so people can say yes or no. Don't say whether or not.
Whether or not to vote on this motion, that the on this bylaws amendment
you're making
to reduce the local station boards.
What is a yes and
you're making
a
motion that we don't vote tonight.
Yes, we're making
exactly. The motion is that we do not. A yes vote means that we do not vote tonight.
Okay.
And a no vote means that we do vote.
Okay, we're ready for a roll call. Here we go. Gonzalez.
Yes, right? Yes means that we don't vote tonight. Yes. Well, yes.
Okay. Andrew Pritchard.
Yes.
Okay. Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien. Okay. Ken Aaron. Pat. Wesley Bethune.
No.
Okay. Richard Uzel.
No.
Okay. Ted Weisgau.
No.
Okay. Gail Dixon.
Not here.
I'm sorry. Renee Bowser.
Yes, that means we don't vote tonight, right?
That's correct.
Yes.
Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Okay, and Vajra Kilgore.
Kilgour, you'll get it right eventually.
Could you say that again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kilgour.
Kilgour, sorry.
Ken?
You vote yes. Robert Gold.
Yes.
Ken?
Okay, and I had a pass.
Ken?
I vote.
Ken? Ken? Hello?
I vote no. So we have 1, 2, 3.
Sean
four.
Is on.
Ken? Let me report the vote. We have 6 yes and 4 no.
Ken?
The motion passed.
Sean didn't get to vote.
I didn't get to vote, Ken. I vote yes. Thank you.
Who is that?
Sean.
Okay.
Did Renee make it back?
That
yeah,
vote?
I did. I voted.
Good, Renee. I'm glad you voted.
Okay, so we're essentially postponing that most consideration of that until the next teleconference. Shall we move on to the second item, which is that the LSB send 2 representatives instead of 4 to the PNB as a reduction in the size of the PNB elected annually. Anybody want to speak to this?
Can I go on the stack now with my substitute motion?
Is this Kathy? Yes.
Yes. I wanted to change it from 2 to 3 per LSB, which would make it a total of 15.
I object. Ken, I'd like to discuss that. Put me on the stack.
Ken, I'd like to be on the stack as well. Does anybody else want to be on the stack?
Yeah, Sean wants to be on the stack, but I'll wait to the end. I don't care.
I have a point of information.
I'd like to be on the stack as well. Renee Bowser.
Can I have a point of information?
Yes.
Does that mean, because this motion doesn't seem to address how many would be, if there, it says 2 reps, but doesn't say how many of, I guess it would be 1 staff by default and 1 listener. So I guess under this one, it would be 1 staff member and 2 listeners.
Yeah.
Because this obviously has ramifications for the you know, staff, the staff listener representation concept with the LSBs themselves. But that's fair enough. Ken?
Joe, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to finish this conversation.
Okay.
I have to go in the air, but thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Ken, you're next on the set.
All right. I just don't think it's inappropriate to be handling amendments here because we're not going to be making any votes tonight. And as a point of discussion, it's an interesting concept to go from 4 to 2. But, of course, that skews the representation from currently 3/4 listeners to 1/4 staff down to 66% listeners to 1/3 staff. It gives a lot more authority to staff.
Right.
Which is the point. And I understand wieldly, but as we see in the attendance to this committee, as Renee Bowser mentioned earlier, we sometimes struggle to get quorum. Lessening PNB directors or lessening the people involved in the governance, I do not believe is going to assist us. I mean, you know, what I say might be wrong because if there's less people in the body, then the quorum is only 50% of whoever's there. But still, I just think quorum's work. I understand we've had difficulty for the last 5 years, but we haven't killed ourselves or committed absolute suicide. So I think it's fairly good, workable, and we have to compare it to other governance systems. Making arbitrary decisions about how to change things without giving an example of a better system somewhere, just because you think it's better at 13 isn't adequate. You'd have to point out another nonprofit body that's run according to democratic representation that operates better with a smaller board.
Easy to do.
Then it's a reasonable argument. But just to say, because I think so, I think is inadequate.
All right. Renee?
Wait, I was also on the SAC, I think.
Say again?
Vajra.
Oh, Vajra. Go ahead.
I'm against number 2 as well. To have, are we debating the 2 representatives or 3 representatives?
Either
way. Well, we're essentially... I think the amendment was in order, so we're debating. We can debate either, I suppose, but right now there's an amendment on the floor to make it 3 instead of 2.
Okay. Well, I'm totally against the 2 because that would be half staff and half listeners, and I think that I don't like that mix. And the 3, I'm not sure if the PNB is the governing body, and if you have sufficient diversity of demographic, all the different things that I said are on the WPFW local station board, why not have that some of that representation on the national board? I'm not sure what is the purpose of reducing it. I would like the people who are in favor of reducing it to give some compelling reasons for doing so.
Ken, I've got to go back on the stack, an important issue.
Yeah, Sean.
Okay, Vajra, and then Ken.
Yeah. Again, there's the issue of how work gets done. That's one piece. Now you're going to be dividing up the same number of committees among a smaller number of people, but even more to the point here is that by having one listener and one staff, that would mean that where a board is divided, they will be sending only representatives of their majority. So that the other people, and I understand that everyone is not always listened to at the PNB, but someday some people may learn to listen. There isn't even a minority voice. It's absolutely disastrous. You wind up with a PNB that is really not answerable to the folks who elected the local station board, and it will be horribly misrepresentative. So I'm totally against that. The one in one, or however it's divided up between staff and listeners, that absolutely is not going to work.
Okay.
Ken?
Yes, that was exactly the point I wanted to make that Vajra just made. Look at it practically, whatever station you're coming from. Right now we have 3 listener-sponsored representatives and 1 staff. There are factions, and there most likely always will be, whether it's people who like chocolate and others who like vanilla. So the point is...
Got that right.
there will always be some disagreements. That's the way democracy works. So to have three listener sponsors and to lessen that down to two or one, it just favors the majority in toto. Right now, there's still a good opportunity for a minority to get a representative on the PNB. That's the intention of STV voting, which is to spread out towards the weaker parties so that they get representation. And that's an intent, and it seems to be ingrained in the bylaws and perhaps in the mission statement, to not go with the overwhelming authority of the majority, but to do everything possible to elicit participation by minorities. In order to do that, you have to have at least three listener sponsor representatives. You get two or one, it's just going to be the majority, and that's all it's going to be.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, I could easily support Kathy's amendment. I really am beginning to think that our boards are too big and too wily to get everything done. When you talk about committee work not being done, is there no public participation on LSB committees in New York, and is there not participation by LSB members on PNB committees? I don't understand why in New York, if they cut down their numbers, some of that work couldn't be done by earnest volunteers who work on our committees in L.A. We have lots of volunteers on our committees in L.A., so I don't understand that argument. And also, I'm a little perplexed by the argument of diversity. I think you could have diversity if you had 18 or 19 as opposed to 25, and I would say diversity that gets work done effectively is better than diversity that is so diverse we get nothing done. And I don't think that's what we want diversity for, to keep us from being ineffective. Let's see, what are my other notes? Oh, that's on the 90 days. That's now off the table. I don't have to talk about that. Thank you very, very much.
90
days.
Anybody else? For the stack, I would just add, because I don't think there's anybody else in the stack. I think I'm with those who are in general opposed to this, because I think I'd have to do the math first on the representation to the PNB where it was only three, that is one staff and two listeners. Because as it is now, the minority kind of gets one out of three. And this may mean that the minority on the LSB would get, depending on how the math works, may end up with no representation on the PNB. So, I'd have to go and do the math. But offhand, the general thrust of, again, I appreciate people's concern about just the overwhelming numbers, and it seems like people are starting from there and saying there are too many people, how can we reduce them, as opposed to saying, why are there so many people? Are the reasons for having 25 in the first place or 22 on the PNB, do those reasons make sense? Look at those reasons and right now I think as Ted and others said, it's getting less broken than, and I don't think we need, I think it's evolving in a positive direction as far as I can see, the governance structure. And these motions may probably more break it than fix something that's broken. So, anybody else?
Jack. Richard. Yes. I had already decided I wasn't going to say anything more since we're not voting. All this is kind of moot. But I think that this, Chris gave me a ride from the airport the other day, so I don't want to say anything bad about Chris because I he's a good guy. But I think. And I don't have any idea what his motives were for this. I think they're probably good motives. I don't know that this, I think somebody already responded in this a minute ago, one of our female members here, that said something about this this being kind of a piecemeal thing. To me, the reason for this is to, and I may be wrong, who knows? I'm wrong pretty often. But the reason for this is to reduce the amount of money we're spending. and that's wonderful. You know, reduce. We got to figure ways to reduce it. Ted had said something that I have been talking about for a couple of years now. The teleconference that just gets no response. I think that when we start talking about if we're truly interested in saving money and we're truly interested in streamlining what we're doing and we're truly interested in getting more work done, then we need to have some kind of a concentrated effort. I don't know if it be some kind of ad hoc committee or something. We need to have a concentrated effort to look at the whole thing and figure out the whole approach to it, and not just start chopping around. Because I, you know, as much as these large boards baffle me sometimes, it does open it up to a lot of diversity, and it does open it up to a lot of different opinions. And I think we would be remiss to just throw that baby out with the bath. But I think if we're going to actually want to save money, we need to have a concentrated effort that talks about the whole thing, the whole concept of how do we meet and govern, and what does that cost, and how do we get around that.
This is Ted. I'd like to get on the stack.
All right, Ted. Hold on. Yeah. Go ahead, Richard.
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Ted?
I just Googled and typed in what is the optimal size of a board of directors, and it popped up with what is the average size for a board, but it addresses my question. I'll read paragraphs 1 and 3, which are both short, and then summarize paragraph 2. It says, according to the Board Source Governance Survey, the average size of a board is 16 members, the median being 15. Organizations with larger budgets tend to have larger boards. It is always good to remember, average figures only reflect the reality, not a recommended norm. The second paragraph addresses minimum sizes, and we're not talking about that, so let me go to 3. When determining the size of your board, start by thinking about what your board needs to accomplish. Optimal board size may vary according to the stage in the board's life cycle, its mission, its fundraising necessities, and whether it is a national or local board. Thought that might be useful.
I think that was very useful, as a general perspective. Did you have any other comment?
I think Richard spoke for me on the idea of teleconferencing or alternative means of having these national meetings.
All right, thanks. Is there anybody else who wants to speak to this item, or can we move on to item number 3? Hearing no objection, we'll move to the next item, which is that LSB elections be held once every 3 years instead of 2 times every 3 years. Anybody want to speak to that?
I will. This is Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
And it is that one of the best ways for us to communicate what we are doing with our membership is through these elections, and having them less frequently means even greater detachment from our listeners than we already have. I do not support changing the bylaws on this particular item. I think we can produce documents using newsprint rather than the kind of paper we're using now, and we can ask people if we can communicate with them via email, at least with the documents that explain where the candidates are coming from. There are ways to save money on this as well. I publish something, so I'm quite familiar with print media, and I'm getting more familiar with the electronic media. I'm not talking about radio. I'm talking about computerized electronic media.
Sean, to the stack.
I'd like to be on the stack also, please. Andrea.
Okay, Sean, and I heard Andrea. Who was that? Who else was that? Somebody else. I heard Sean and Andrea. Was there somebody else? I guess not. Okay, Ted, were you finished?
I was finished, yeah.
All right, Sean?
If you want to talk about expenses, folks, that really drive us crazy, two elections every 3 years is it. We spend over $200,000 on each one of these elections. If we cut out one, not only would we save $200,000, but it would take at least one layer of politics and factionalism out of the mix. The fact that we have two elections every 3 years keeps us in a state of constant political battle, turmoil, whatever you want to call it. If we had one election every 3 years, we might actually spend a year not worrying about the next election and working to get things done for Pacifica. Now, I know some people have a concern about overlap or how will new board members not know anything if there's not an election every 2 years. It's a very simple process that most good boards use. It's called a good orientation. Every time you have an election, once every 3 years, you have an orientation where you bring in all the members, new and old. You run them through what the board does, what their responsibilities are, a little bit on Robert's Rules of Order, so they all start off on the same page. And like I said, folks, number one, you save $200,000 to $300,000. Number two, we might just take a little bit of the political infighting out of our system for at least a year, and I think that would be very beneficial. And I am definitely going to vote for one election every 3 years. You better believe it. Thank you.
May I get on this? This is Renee Bowser.
Okay, Andrea, and then Renee.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate your sensitivity to what it's like, what new members might face, and I guess I would implore you to think about how, like, with that big a lapse, I mean, it's possible that to undo or have to reinvent. I mean, I'm sort of surprised by how few remnants of whatever existed before I got here exist. And it would be so awesome to have things that actually are committees that do work and do develop habits and some procedures and some things so you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. And, you know, maybe once every 3 years, you know, you'll have a few new board members. But I can easily see a possibility where you have a not disruptive, but it alters the landscape so that you have to redo everything. And I don't know. I'm definitely into saving money. I definitely consider, you know, a smaller board to be more cost effective and getting rid of elections. But at what point, if we don't do it well, we might as well not do it at all. And that's my concern. And so if we're going to do this whole democratic structure, I think consistency really is an important investment. We're investing in this infrastructure, and it feels like it may lapse if we wait that long in between.
All right. I'm Renee.
Oh, okay. This is Renee. I have a question. If they change it to one every 3 years, would that mean that we would no longer have what we have here at WPFW, where there were three or four people that got elected only 1 year, and so they have to run again this fall? How would that change, and how would the overlap be so that you won't have all brand new people coming in at once?
This is Joe. I think if I understand your question, I think what we had at WPFW was a bit of an anomaly because I think is it because you failed to reach quorum in the election before?
I'm talking about this election. I'm talking about the election we just concluded. We had a quorum, and some people are 3 years, like myself, but there are three or four people who are on the board, just got elected in the fall, you know, in this last election, but they have to, if they want to continue on the LSB, they have to run again.
Yeah, Chuck, can I answer that?
So
yeah, go ahead, Sean.
How would this change, would this proposed change, would that, there would no longer be anybody who just had 1 year term?
No, Renee, if we passed this proposal and this bylaw was changed, I would say we would start off with that next election. The next election, we would have would allow those people to run for a full three-year term. Then they would wait 3 years. We wouldn't have an immediate election, you know, right after that. We would literally wait 3 years and then do an election. So none of your people would be shortchanged or cheated because the election didn't fall right for them and we stopped two elections every 3 years. And I hope I'm explaining to you, you know, a complex system that we work under. But I don't think it would harm you at all if we started with, if we passed this thing and we started with next year's election, okay, and then went 3 years. I don't think there would be any negative impact whatsoever.
No, I was just asking in general, not, I was just saying, or is it, are we the only station that has this, some people only had 1 year?
Yes, I think, Renee, it's because you didn't reach quorum in the previous election, so that so you had a situation where the LSB just added more members. I think that was an anomaly of not this election, but the previous one,
right,
that you did not reach quorum. You reached quorum this election.
Oh, okay, so you all don't have that elsewhere.
Exactly.
You don't have
no.
it elsewhere.
That's
oh,
right.
Okay, I didn't, all right.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Any other comments on this
I'd just like to say in 10 seconds, remember, folks, if we saved $200,000 to $300,000 by having one election every 3 years, that $200,000 to $300,000 could be spent on programming, could be spent on equipment, could be spent on many things throughout the network to make us a stronger network. And I think that's well worthwhile, and I'm not worried about what would happen to people after 3 years, because they'd be 3 years in the mix, so they would learn as they went along like we all did. And like I said earlier, with a proper orientation, you can bring anybody up to speed. Our legislatures in California do it every 2 years when all the new members come in. This isn't rocket science. And it does help people when you have a full orientation of all the members, old and new. It helps everybody start off on the same page, and that's a good thing for the foundation. Thank you.
Okay. So are there any other comments on this item?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make one small
yes.
comment.
Yes.
And I hope this is not terribly politically incorrect. It is rocket science. It's North Korean rocket science.
Okay. All right, guys. Let's see. Before PC runs amok here, guys, should we move on to, what is it, number four?
Number four.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead and read that for people who don't have it in front of them. And that is that STV voting and other forms of proportional representation be ended in favor of a simple and transparent winner-take-all system, and functions and authority of an assembly of delegates, and I guess something's missing from here. Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I don't get this.
The STV.
Does that make sense?
What he's saying, if I remember correctly, what Mr. Conan was saying, that in that last part where it says functions and authorities of the assembly of delegates, what's the other term of art we use? We meet as delegates to send up PNB members, and then we meet as members. And I think what he wants to do there is say, doesn't matter how you're sitting. Whenever the LSB meets, they can meet as members or they can meet as delegates. You don't have to go through all that rigmarole about notice to meet as delegates and everything. And I believe that we'll get the full text, and luckily we're not voting on it tonight. But I believe that's what he was shooting at, and perhaps just in the copy it got clipped, but we'll definitely check that for you.
May I get on the sack for this one, Renee Bowser?
Yeah, and I want to be
yeah, okay, back. Renee, anybody else?
Sean.
Yeah, Vajra.
Renee, Sean. By the way, I mean, what time are we planning to end this meeting, or do people normally end these committee meetings?
We're at the time we're supposed to end, and I have to get up early tomorrow. This is Vajra.
I'm okay. Sorry. What did she say? I didn't hear what
she said.
The time
yeah.
we are supposed to end, and I have to get up early tomorrow.
Okay. Well, so is it 11 or 11:30?
No,
10:15. Oh, 10:15.
Okay, 10:15. Okay. Yeah.
Mr.
Is
Chair,
there,
we adjourn when a majority votes to adjourn.
Well, and okay. Since we've reached a point in time, is there a motion to adjourn?
Don't we adjourn at 10:30?
That's what I thought, but I could be wrong.
Is that wrong? I'm asking.
That's what I thought.
Originally, it was 8:30. We met from 8:30 to 10, and then that was stretched to 10:15.
Uh-huh.
There's no need for a vote. You need a two-thirds vote to continue the meeting.
That's what I thought, yes.
But I thought that was 10:30. I'm not arguing with a two-thirds vote. I just thought it was 10:30. That's what I was always told.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying I'm right here, Varger. I could be just been told that, but I thought it was 10:30, and then we had to have a two-thirds vote to continue beyond that.
Yeah, I know we've last done to 10:30 in the past. So what are we going to do?
Yeah, I think we'll have to go with the sense of the, I don't have any authority to go on, so let's just go with the sense of the body. Do we want to end at 7:15 or 7:30?
I say 10:30.
10:30.
10:30,
yeah.
10:30. Okay, so is there any opposition to continue until 10:30? Fair enough. So let's proceed with this last item until, since we're not voting on it anyway. So Renee and then Sean.
Okay, this is Renee. I like this STV voting. I've never had it before except in Pacifica, but it is... You know, the wave, it hasn't caught on here, but George Mitchell, that's the type of voting that they settled on in Northern Ireland, and I think it's good because it opens up the system more. It adds to that diversity, adds to that, you know, someone was saying before, even if they're not the majority, they can still get their voice in, get their voice heard. I don't see why, and it doesn't, well... Locally, it didn't cost us much. We did all of our voting for the local officers with STV, and we gave donation to Fair Vote. And now that they explained it very clearly to us and with their video, it wasn't that difficult. I don't know how it is on the national level, but I don't see. I think it's good if we have this broader democracy. I think we should be an example, and I think the people who founded Pacifica would want us to be an example.
Okay, thanks. Sean?
Yeah, I'm not against STV voting in general for Australia or cities or anything like that, but for something the size of the board, I think that STV voting is a real mistake. Number one, you need a priesthood to divine the results. It's not a transparent system. And number two... I don't think it increases or enhances diversity at all. I think what it does is guarantee that the majority brings their own obstructionist into the mix with them, so they're never able to achieve anything because we're always guaranteed that a few people will come into the mix to forestall anything that the majority wants to do. And I would go for a simple winner-take-all system where if they do good, you reelect them 3 years later. If they do bad, you throw the bums out and bring in the new crew. So, you know, like I said, guys, STV voting may be wonderful on a larger scale, but for a board, it is terrible, and it has hampered us from getting things done in a quick and effective fashion, and I am going to vote yes on this next month. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else have any comments on this?
Ted, too.
I think I heard Ted's voice first.
No, Vajra was first.
Okay, Vajra.
Yeah, I've just been looking at assorted forms of weighted voting. I think we still need some form of weighted voting. The STV is, I agree, is fairly disastrous. But anytime you're doing at-large elections where there's a possibility of freezing out a minority, however that minority might be constituted, you really need some form of weighted voting. So something like cumulative voting, which would be easier and actually gives people the same number of votes as there are number of places, right? So if there are 9 places, you get 9 votes. With STV, you get 1 vote. And if you give that 1 vote to 1 person and they win by an overwhelming majority and you have not ranked other people, then your 1 vote didn't count at all. You might as well just throw it in the street. So none of these systems is perfect, but the weighted system, the cumulative voting, is the one that seems to have worked best, at least in this country. So I think we still need to look at some kind of weighted voting, and it really requires more, a lot more research. In any case, this is a bylaws amendment that would have to be voted on by the entire membership of the foundation, as far as I know. Isn't that what the bylaws specify?
No.
That is true of all of the these.
Okay.
That we're entertaining.
When we say membership, I want to be correct here because I may be misunderstanding terms. When you say membership, you're talking about all the members of the of our five sister stations and all that.
That's right. It's, in other words, it has to be passed by the PNB, three out of the five LSBs, and the membership.
No.
You may have a point. Actually, Renee may have a point. I'm not sure of him, but I think voting mechanisms may have to, but I'm not sure. But there are certain bylaws changes that require the membership to agree, to vote on. This may be one of them. We should check. We should research that.
I'll go back and look, but I never remember reading anything like that. I might have missed it.
There definitely are bylaws amendments that require, especially which have to do with methods of voting.
May
so,
I speak, Joe?
Yes, go ahead, Ted.
Okay, is Vajra done?
Vajra?
I guess she's gone.
Yeah, I think she has to go. Okay, Ted.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I guess I was wrong about delaying the vote until we get some more information tonight, so I stand corrected on that. But I my recollection is that the bylaws say that when you're altering things like this and affecting the strength of the vote from the membership, it has to go to the entire membership of the foundation. Beyond that, I think that I share with Sean some of his concerns about the lack of transparency of STV. And if the national board was reviewing the work of the local stations station boards, as I think it should, but we don't even get committee reports from each LSB to the national board. At least up till now, I haven't seen that happen. There isn't the protection of four of the five stations stopping another station from maybe transforming their programming from being what it is to something completely different. So for that reason, I think having STV and having minority representation as we currently do is the way to go, and I might want to say keep it that way forever, but at least under the circumstances we have right now, I think the contentiousness, it's unfortunate, but I think we can overcome it. I know Richard Uzel and I have usually disagree on everything, and tonight we're agreeing on everything.
Oh, my God.
We've got to do something about that. okay, anybody else?
Chair, before you end the meeting, please set the next agenda, the next meeting, and review any action items.
Okay, well, do people have any suggestions for, does this day seem to work? I don't know how many people are left on the call. For most people, like, so if you were to set the date for the next meeting for June 10th or 3rd? Am I hearing any howls of objection?
I cannot do it.
We have a regular meeting date, like, is it the first Thursday of the month or?
I concur.
Is
there a proposal for a standing?
I'm not suggesting a particular date. I'm just suggesting a scheduled.
Yes, I think that's a great suggestion because we're all here. This is Ken. I propose the first Thursday of the month.
Second Thursday.
Pardon me?
I think I'd say the second Thursday. I was just using the first Thursday as an example, but I think second Thursday because first Thursday I just ran in.
I got here half an hour late because I was at the MASC committee meeting. We're going to be real busy in the next month or so.
Please, I am committed to working on the first Thursday of next month, so I would like it to be the second Thursday. The 10th is perfect for me. And the same would be true in the month of July, second Thursday.
So shall we have at least whether people make it provisional or
maybe,
set it at that date. If things come up where, you know, there's conflicts with something, we can always amend it. But can we have that as our, at least for the next meeting and in general, as the sort of informal standing?
That's a default.
A couple meetings?
Yeah.
Yes.
Does that work for anybody opposed to that?
The second Thursday for the next couple meetings?
Second Thursday.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair, just for the record, I've been looking through voting methods and everything, and I don't see anything that says we have to have the membership vote on these changes. Now, it might be under a different clause, and I'll be looking for that, or if somebody knows what clause that is.
I found it.
Where is it? Under what clause? Article, pardon me, what article is it under?
Article 17. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Wait, I just had it.
Okay, no, you're talking about amendment of articles of incorporation, proposing amendments. Okay, good. Because
okay,
it's not under voting method.
Approving amendments. Okay. Notice, wait a minute. I just had this.
I'm looking at, let's see, Section 2 of...
Oh, here it is. Wait. No. Hang on.
Article 17, Section 2. Let's see. There's voting and approval. Let's see. It's under there.
Well, I mean, if you guys can find it and email it to us, because I think it's...
I'll email it.
There definitely are bylaws changes that require members to approve. It'd be useful. Maybe somebody can draw up a chart of which of those are and email it to the committee. This may or may not be one of them, but there are definitely some. So
we have a tentative next meeting is June 13th and the following second Thursday, July, whenever in July.
Okay.
I thought it was
June 10th.
June 10th is the second Thursday.
I got it. It's...
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah.
June 10th is the second Thursday.
Exactly.
June 10th. Okay, June 10th is the next one. I got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I have it. It's Article 17.
Okay.
Section B and paragraph... Then it's number 3, paragraph 3. The member shall vote on any proposed amendment approved by the board and the delegates, even if said amendment was not proposed by member petition, if said amendment would do any of the following. 1. Increase or extend the terms of directors or delegates. 2. Increase the quorum for members' meetings or members' actions. 3. Change proxy rights. 4. Authorize cumulative voting or a change in the voting method or manner of counting ballots.
Okay, give that out again because I just want to.
It's B. No, wait a minute. It's 17.
Right.
B. 3. And then B3. Little Roman numeral 4.
Okay.
Bingo.
Got it. Thank you. Thank
All
you,
right.
Vardra.
All right.
It's 10:32, guys.
Yeah, okay.
Are there any action items?
I believe there are none that we can get because
there's no action items.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to meet on the 10th of June.
Okay. I move that we adjourn.
I agree.
There you go.
You don't have to.
Good
move,
everybody.
Bye.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for a great meeting, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.